New concerns about self-driving cars after a deadly crash coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla's autonomous driving feature after a deadly crash in Florida. This is the latest in a series of things that hurts Tesla's image with both investors and the public. Joining us with more on that story is the Wall Street Journal's Gautam Nagesh. Gautam, let's start with this investigation.
Yes, so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating the death of a motorist named Joshua Brown, who was reportedly using Tesla's autopilot feature when his vehicle struck a semi-truck and he was killed. This is really the first fatality that has been linked to date with Tesla's autopilot feature and one of the first test cases of a major accident or death related to automated driving, which is something that is a hot topic in the auto industry. It has really accelerated of late. We see more and more cars using automated features. There's a lot of talk about self-driving cars coming out. And so almost everyone in the technology and auto industry has really been waiting for this first incident to occur to see how the public reacts.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't the first issue, though, the government agency has had with Tesla. Can you tell us about that non-disclosure agreement the company gave its car buyers?
Sure. Well, essentially, what had been reported is that there were issues with Tesla's suspension, which is not uncommon with automakers for there to be some sort of manufacturing-related issue. Recalls are quite common in this industry, but what seemed to be unusual was that Tesla's non-disclosure agreement with its customers appeared to encourage customers to not report their problems in exchange for having Tesla cover some of their costs. Now, Tesla has since clarified that the agreement doesn't apply to safety regulators, that they're not discouraging their customers from reporting issues to regulators. It was more aimed at the press, it appears.
And then there's this acquisition also raising red flags right now. Tesla is buying SolarCity in a multi-billion dollar stock deal. Elon Musk is the chairman and largest shareholder of both companies.
Yes, that certainly raised some eyebrows when that deal was proposed. A lot of analysts have argued that there is very little upside in that deal for Tesla, that any benefits Tesla would get from linking up with SolarCity, whether it's providing some scale for the production of batteries or what have you, could be just as easily achieved through some sort of strategic partnership. And as you said, Mr. Musk is the largest shareholders in both companies. He's got a lot of connections also to SolarCity. Many of the board members of SolarCity are also tied to Tesla. And so there is concern that this is not a decision that's been made solely in the best interest of Tesla's shareholders, which is what needs to happen because it is a public company.
Anything else you're watching for with Tesla moving forward in the weeks ahead?
Absolutely. I think it's fair to say no car company or maybe company period is watched more closely than Tesla at the moment. As you mentioned, there's the suspension issue that had been reported. As yet, regulators haven't found any defects, but we'll be watching that. The non-disclosure agreements have been clarified. The SolarCity deal will still have to be voted on by shareholders. I know there's an independent panel at SolarCity that is examining the benefits of that deal before it's voted on. And then the big issue for Tesla that we had been watching for a long time is whether or not they would be able to produce enough of their new Model 3 smaller mm-hmm. electric sedan to meet the demand. We saw over 400,000 pre-orders. So a couple months ago, the biggest question around Tesla was whether they were going to be able to build enough cars fast enough to fill those orders. Now, of course, there's all sorts of other stories surrounding the company. So this investigation concerning the driver with NHTSA is probably the most, has the most potential impact in the future because any sort of regulation that would limit the rollout of self-driving features or automated driving features could be a blow to Tesla, which has been a leader in that space.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Gautam Nagesh in Detroit. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Now you can also find us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.